Not content with just looking very nice, having two screens and a nice little pen thingy, Nintendo's handful of fun allows us mere mortals to do almost anything we ever wanted. You want to be a cart-driving, slam-dunking, party-loving plumber? No problem. Maybe you'd rather tease a dog, solve crimes, bring bad guys to justice, learn to cook, be Wayne Rooney, train your eyesight, expand your brain, expand Wayne Rooney's brain. Well, maybe not, there are limits. But hold on one ass-scratching minute. What if you want to be one badass mother alone behind enemy lines, tagging the world from your very own can of whoop-ass? Can't do that with a DS, can you? Well, not right now you can't, but that's something that's about to be put right. Say hello to One Man Army. In One Man Army, you play Max Tempo, who is, guess what, one badass mother, alone behind enemy lines, tagging the world from his very own can of whoop-ass. Armed with nothing more than his wits, his trusty assault rifle, a belt full of grenades, and whatever he can carry in his magic sack, which is quite a lot, actually, Max sets off to kill the bad, rescue the good, and save the world across 12 very challenging and scrotum-tightening missions. So what else do you need to know about One Man Army? One, it's only a game. Okay, so it's set in a sort of real world. So there won't be hover bikes and the bullets will only travel in straight lines, but this is hardly a simulation. It's a little bit sim, with a lot of action and a healthy dose of entertainment. Maybe we could class it as simulactainment, or maybe not. Two, it's made by professionals, developed by people who know what they're doing, not by people who've just come off the back of completing Monkey Tennis 2, although come to think of it, some of them did work on something similar. Three, it's not on PSP. We feel much the same way about Sony's portable PlayStation as Heather Mills does about her right leg. We have nothing against it. But One Man Army is made specifically for the Nintendo DS. It makes great use of the twin screens by feeding you fun on the one hand and factual feedback on the other. On top of that, you get to place yourself in the heat of the moment and use the stylus to carry out intricate acts of brilliance to get yourself some more supplies, hack computers, steer funky UAVs, or accompany Rolf Harris on the stylophone. Okay, so not that last part. Four, it's for everyone in the world. You know the way most games give you a big lantern instead of a jaw and wrap you in the stars and stripes? Well, One Man Army doesn't. You still have the lantern jaw, but you can choose which flag to drape yourself in. How about something red, white, and blue? Or something blue, white, and red? Or maybe something white, red, and blue? Oh, whatever. Five, it makes sense. So to sum up, One Man Army offers classic gameplay in a field of its own. Low cost, great potential return. Still need to know more? In that case, you need to speak to these two. They may even be sitting with you right now. One Man Army, more exciting than teasing a dog with Wayne Rooney's brain. And that's saying something.